Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your host, Bo Marshani. As always, we appreciate you stopping by. Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, Blog Talk, all opportunities to download and listen to our interviews that we bring you as we count down the days to this 2021 NFL draft. And the young man on the program today, Brandon Kennedy, was on maybe about a month and a half ago, but we just got him back on because we wanted to kind of get a recap of how his pro day went from last week. And he's currently down in Madhouse. And that's down there, I believe, in Montgomery, Alabama, I believe. And he's training with Tracy Varner as he just kind of stays in shape after the big pro day. But, Brandon, I don't know, from the last time we talked, you got two master's degree, you got 3 degrees overall. And that last month and a half, did you earn another degree? Because it seems like you're pretty adept at getting those.
Nah, I wish, but I did have another degree since then.
I love it. So, I mean, let's kind of, you know, we had you on and we were, you know, we learned of you and what you brought to the draft table, but we wanted to kind of get you back on and go how through pro day went and kind of, you know, get into the nooks and crannies of that day and moving forward. So kind of take us through the morning and what this experience was like, because you're only going to do it once.
Yeah, so the number one thing I describe pro day as is fast. You know, we had 4 guys in our pro day, and, you know, from the moment we got there to the end, we were just, like, going. So that's the first thing I would say about pro day. But overall, as far as me, I feel like I had a pretty good pro day. I hit most of the numbers that I wanted. And then moving along to the position drills, I feel like I did well in those, too. Me and Trey went through it together and a lot of teams out there. And, you know, I feel like I was able to show, like, my versatility, being able to play guard. And some center, and then I did a little bit of snapping after the position drill. So I feel like overall the whole day, I feel like it went well and it was what I wanted to do.
Nerve-wracking? I mean, any butterflies going into it? And if so, when do the butterflies start to cease and you start to feel comfortable as that day kind of builds and the momentum grows?
Yeah, honestly, I think probably just going to sleep that night. You know, when you wake up, you have kind of, you know, one of the biggest job interviews of your life. But I think the biggest thing is, you know, just treating it like any other day. You know, you play football your whole life. Although you have, you know, many scouts there, some of these drills you did, you know, all the time. So I kind of approached it like that. But definitely, you know, when you go to sleep, you have that feeling of like, oh, yeah, tomorrow, you know, it's a big day. And, you know, something that you've been dreaming of your whole life. So, yeah, kind of, you know, when you go to sleep and then when you kind of walk in and you see all the scouts, I think that was kind of the biggest thing, too. You know, we went to the first thing we did was, like, a arm. They measure, like, your arm, hand, and things like that. So it got kind of real at that point, and you knew, like, it was time.
And usually, I don't know, just with COVID, usually the bench press is the one time during a pro day where it kind of gets loud. If teammates are working out, they kind of get behind you. Was that available to you guys, or did COVID kind of – make it quiet and you were kind of solo act just with your guys doing the pro day?
Yeah, no, they definitely, they were definitely in there and the scouts are all over. And, you know, I was the first person to go too. So yeah, so it definitely was loud.
It's excellent. Well, how many times did you do the 225?
I did 22 times.
Nice, nice. That's your highest?
Yeah, but actually in training, I had got in the 23-24 range, but, yeah, I'm probably at 8-22, though.
Yeah. And you know what else, Brandon, is for the folks out there listening, I've been a ton of pro days. I mean, because the clock doesn't lie pretty much, if you know. But, you know the guy doing the reps, sometimes they don't give you a rep, and there's plenty of times where there's more controversy after the bench press of guys thinking they got, just say, 19 when they're only credited with 16, and So it's kind of one of those fun things. Of all the pro day drills, to me, that's the one that kind of stands out. One, because it creates a crowd. The teammates can kind of get you going. Everybody's around you. And then again, the missed reps, and that always causes a little confusion. So now we know you as the prospect. I mean, guard, center, your versatility along the line. What was it like doing those position drills and the feedback from teams? What were you hearing from them while you were going through that?
Yeah, so first, you know, playing guard and center, that's kind of in my training. I kind of, you know, adapted to playing all three. So I, you know, in my training, one day I work left guard, and then while I'm in the drills, I might just switch to center just to kind of throw in, you know, that little mix, because on pro day, you know, I expect to do everything. So I kind of adapted that into my training. And then, you know, moving into pro day, you know, before we went into the drills, they just wanted to see – we start off with flexibility, and then went to the run game and pass game, and that's kind of how we did the drills. But, you know, throughout, they wanted to see if we could be coached, you know. So, like, they would tell us things, and they come back and they say we did good, or, you know, tell us we need to do this better. And I think I did a good job at, you know, taking what they wanted and being able to execute.
Nice. And in terms of just communication, and you don't have to say what team, but any dialogue afterwards with specific teams?
Yeah, I talked with the Steelers after. I was able to talk with him.
Mm-hmm. Nice. What's that like? I mean, you're still in that job interview mode. I mean, what's it like just seeing that NFL logo and that NFL team logo, and you're saying, man, I could possibly play for this team?
Yeah, no, it's kind of exciting because, you know, when you're in college and they come watch a practice, you know, that's your – you know, that's exciting as well. You're like, you know, you're on edge because they're there, you know, they're watching you and, you know, all the other seniors. So going from that and then fast forwarding to, you know, they're actually here interviewing you and, you know, talking to you, you know, it's just a blessing and, you know, I'm thankful for the opportunity.
Definitely is. Once again, Brandon Kennedy, the standout Tennessee Vols offensive lineman for Alabama Crimson. Offensive minor, grad transfer, the degrees, all academic, everything you can think of both on and off the field. Our guest today exemplifies the idea of student-athlete. He takes it to heart, and regardless if it's an NFL career or when he's done with his NFL career, he's going to definitely have a career in so many other avenues. He's going to be a positive force somehow. After pro day, Brandon, I mean, do you celebrate? Do you go get a milkshake? I mean, do you go get a burger? Do you just kind of let loose for 24 hours?
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely did. You know, I've been on such a strict diet for the past 6-7 weeks, however long it was. I've been on a strict diet, just trying to lean out my body and make sure I put on as much muscle as I could in that time. So, you know, right after pro day, I went to two places, actually, kind of funny. I went to Chick-fil-A and this place called Brady's, which is kind of like a steak and shake kind of place. So, yeah, I went to those two places and, you know, I got a good burger and some chicken from Chick-fil-A.
I love it. Then the next day you're back to the grind. Kind of take us through from pro day till now, how your routines change or possibly remain the same.
Yeah. So after pro day, I got that meal, and then, you know, I came home and I had a good meal Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, I just kind of rested my body, and then started Monday. I got right back at it.
Wow, that's crazy. And now we're counting down the days. I mean, does it seem like afar? I mean, we're a month away. I mean, tomorrow's the first, and at the end of the month, you're going to find out where you land. But does it seem like an eternity away, or does it seem like it's right where it should be?
Yeah, no, it seems like it's kind of right where it should be. You know, you kind of – I know back in January, it felt like it was an eternity away, like pro day did. It was like, dang, that's all the way in March. That's like a long way away, but it got here so fast. So that was the crazy part. But now we're in April. It seems like it's just kind of right around the corner.
Yeah, it is. And it seems like, yeah, March rolls through April. It's just kind of like a slingshot through. And we mentioned prior to going live, you've been doing your hometown training at Madhouse with Tracy Varner. How long have you been training with Tracy at Madhouse, and what's that relationship like?
Yeah, it's been really since high school. I think it was about 9th or 10th grade, I want to say. Kind of met him, and I went down there working out, living in Wetumpka. So it's only like a 20-minute drive. So I've been knowing him for that long, and, you know, throughout the whole process of me going to college, through high school and me going to college, and, you know, up until now, me training for the draft. So, yeah, I've known him for a long time, and he's always got me right every time I go down there. So, you know, I love training with him as well.
So you'll be in Tracy's hands basically till draft time?
Yes.
Awesome, awesome, man. And, again, I just love to know that you're going through this experience, and you got so many positive arrows, you know, in front of you that you get to go through this experience. We have somebody texted us on the text line here, and it's a great question, actually. Your pro day, what was it like amongst your teammates? Did you kind of feel that unity, or was there a separation in terms of you were just so focused on yourself? What was that like, I guess, your one last hurrah with some Tennessee Vol roommates, or teammates, I should say?
Yeah, I know, starting from at the beginning of pro day, you know, some of my former teammates, they were in there. I think they had meetings and so they were in there. So getting to talk with them just kind of made me feel like at home. And then once we got to pro day, you know, it went by so fast that, you know, we did cheer each other on, but, you know, we were also, you know, worried about hitting our, you know, numbers and making sure we, you know, got warmed up and things like that. But, yeah, most definitely, you know, throughout, I remember talking about the bench press. You know, we were able to cheer each other on with that, and kind of the broad jump and vert that we were able to cheer each other on. But once we got outside to the field, kind of like the field drills or whatever, it got kind of more so everybody focused. So,
yeah, and that kind of seems logical. I mean, you know, I mean, you cheer each other on, then, I mean, because, you know, now you're in kind of game mode and you're doing your thing. But so, and good day, I mean, if you had to put, I guess, a number on it, 1 through 10, how pleased were you when you were finally done and you could just kind of wipe the sweat off your brow?
Yeah, I think overall, if I had to grade my day, I would say it's about an 8. And then, you know, just that feeling when you're done, though, that was a different feeling because, you know, you spend as soon as the season over, and that's the next thing you're worried about. And then, you know, it felt so far away and it got here so fast. So, you know, I really enjoyed the process, but, you know, when I was done, it was a great feeling.
Excellent stuff. Well, Brandon, hey, you've been too kind to us. Hopefully when you're an NFL pro, you won't forget about us and you'll come back on the program. But again, fabulous career. And we're excited that you had a great pro day, and we can't wait to find out and, you know, where your name's going to land when that draft gets going at the end of April. But with that said, please tell Tracy Bo said hello. And for you, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Brandon Kennedy. And this kid is versatile, and he talked about going to workout where he was doing left guard, right guard, center. And we know versatility is such a powerful, powerful tool. And this kid's sound, he's durable, he's a genius in terms of being able to diagnose what the offense sees. He's that second quarterback eyes, as we know, usually. There's always the joke, the centers are the smartest guy on the team. He really has the accolades to back that up. I mean, he is the eyes and ears of an offense, and he's going to be an invaluable asset to whatever team wants to make themselves look smart come April for this 2021 NFL draft. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.